Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This is Music Played on the Strings of Time by Kevin J. Anderson.
Morning, Carol.
Good morning, Jeremy. Did you sleep well?
Like a baby.
Good. It's always important to be well rested before you jump. Hey, I saw Holly post a photo of your show last night. It looked like quite the turnout for a Sunday.
It was crap. Nobody cared. Half the people there were band members from the opening acts, and the other half were on their phones the whole time. Living the dream.
Oh, well, sorry I couldn't make it. At least Holly was there cheering you on.
Yeah, for sure. So where am I off to today?
Let's see. Dimension 25A43... 1998, Iowa City, Iowa.
Carol, what? No.
Is there a problem?
I actually had a different plan in mind besides thrash metal and country cow rock. What about Detroit, say, 2008?
But Jeremy, you've already been to...
I remember. It was a couple years ago when I ran out of time. Dimension 18C96. It's haunted me ever since. But I'm telling you, Carol, there's a ton of untapped potential there. I know I'll find something Alternatech will love.
Look, I can't change the employee jump schedule now. It wouldn't be fair.
Was it fair for you to ask if I could play 2 hours of acoustic cringe pop at your nephew's bar mitzvah? No, but I did it anyway. Look, I'm cashing in on a favor here. You owe me. I need 3 hours, in and out, and that will be it.
3 hours... Okay, ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Your briefing, Jeremy. 1 water bottle, 32 ounces, 2 granola bars, a Walkman for QA and easy listening access, a 2008 credit card under your silly alias, Robert Plant, 1 backpack to hold your belongings, and a 2008 MacBook Pro. A reminder, time is like a rope of strands.
I know.
Jeremy. You know it's Alternatech policy for me to recite protocol every time you enter the portal. Let me finish. Time is like a rope of strands.
Don't worry, you're not missing a thing. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times, blah, blah, blah. You get the picture. Allow myself to introduce myself. I'm a music bounty hunter. At least, that's what I like to call it. Sounds way more badass than Alternatech Sonic Acquisitions Associate. The gig is pretty sweet, though. I clock in, I get shipped to an alternate universe, pilfer a music shop, swipe any bonus albums that famous artists didn't create in our own timeline, then run back to the corporation for distribution to the masses. We call it ghost music. Since the movie's reboot phase in the mid-2010s, it's caught on in other areas. People want new music, just not from new people. You'd be surprised. In most worlds, John Lennon wasn't shot, and the Beatles went the way of the Stones, performing in stadiums into their late 70s. Their music in the 90s is often considered their best work. Or Amy Winehouse remained sober and went on to win an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony for her work. A freaking EGOT! Today is my last jump. Alternatech doesn't know it yet, but I'm finally ready to move on. This started out as a temporary gig 7 years ago, so I can make enough money to get back to my own music career. And today is the day I begin again. I'm risking it all with what I'm about to do. I have it planned to a T, and there's no going back. Needless to say, I could have won an Oscar of my own back there for that performance I just gave Carol. Totally cool. Now for the good stuff. Today's mission is special. But between you and me, the guy cutting the paycheck doesn't know the whole story. No one does. Not yet. There's a secret to my future success. I found a universe where I made it, and my music is ripe for the picking. I'll be an exception to the rule. A newcomer will find success. And I, me, in my universe, am gonna make it big.
References to the year and date of your travel. You are entitled to your commission on whatever new music you locate, but according to our contract, we retain all rights and royalties. You will have 3 hours to make it through your destination. Do you, Jeremy Cardiff, comply with the copyright rules and Alternatech's company guidelines as they pertain to your jump today?
I do.
And are you in full understanding of what the consequences are of your breaking rules and disobeying your guide while in another time stream?
I am.
And off the record, Jeremy, please don't do anything stupid today.
Never!
Yeah. World jumping is fickle. As you're aware, nothing you see or do in this alternate universe has any meaning or connection to the choices you make in your own reality. Do not let it impact you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And lastly, failure to return the given teleportation zone on time, you will be unplugged and brought back to your current reality at risk of severe memory loss and other lasting health conditions, including, but not limited to, paralysis, delusions of grandeur, loss of taste, and glaucoma. Understood? No, Jeremy, double finger guns do not count as compliance. We need vocal recognition for you to clear.
I, Jeremy Cardiff, hereby acknowledge the health risks and agree that Alternatech is not liable for personal damages. Good?
Good. Prepare the portal.
Now that we got that out of the way, back to my best-kept secret. Self-titled, Jeremy Cardiff, featuring the multi-platinum hit song, For Holly. I found it a couple years ago next to an unheard Doors album. I spent my whole trip listening to my songs, savoring it on repeat. I was so engrossed, I actually forgot about the Doors album and left without it. There's no greater, no more agonizing feeling to have your own talents validated in a place you don't live. But I'll take it. It's a work of art, really. Emotional and rough around the edges in all the right places. I never brought it back, either. I didn't want to lose it to Alternatech. But it's eaten away at me ever since. It's taking a major toll in other areas of my life because I've never been able to replicate it. That's why I need to go back. Now's my chance to bring it home, to be the star I always knew I could be. I've been a man possessed by breaking into the industry. Like all artists, I'm torn between lovers. One is my girlfriend, Holly. My second is music. Truthfully, most of the time it's the other way around, but I can't afford to lose both. Not today. As it stands, things are on the rocks with Holly. She's jealous of the time I spend with my guitar, but bringing this album back will fix it. I need this so I can make it big in my own timeline, so the fight can be over, so we can be happy and live off my success. Holly used to be an artist, a painter, but to make ends meet, she decided to become a nurse. She's been away from her dream for so long, she can't sympathize with another artist. Last night, after my show, I told her I need even more time for my music. Needless to say, things aren't great. I must cash in on my Hail Mary and win her over. Who says you can't have everything you want? Kill two birds with one stone. I used to call it cheating, but I've come to realize, is it considered cheating if I'm stealing from myself? It's inspiration, getting a leg up in the industry. I have the grit, the talent. I've been ready. I don't care if me secretly bringing back this album gets me fired or even unravels the space-time continuum. I deserve this. And her. We deserve this.
Please empty your lungs at the count of three and step into the portal. A reminder to use the bottle if you can't hold anything in. A tech will deduct from your own commission the transport cost for every gram of mass differential. Like last time.
I wish you didn't hear that.
When you're ready, 3, 2, 1.
Ah, here we are at last. I know what you're thinking. What if I run into myself? What happens then? Well, here's what's key. I'm only allowed into universes where alternate me is not in the local area at that present moment, and I never stray too far from my portion of the time stream. has something to do with exclusions and quantum principles. It's all very scientific. I don't know, I'm just a music guy. Thing is, usually it's a surprise where they're gonna send me, but not today. Today is different. The outskirts of Detroit in 2008, right before music transitions into drum machines and SoundCloud fixations, when things become a mess. Well, in my opinion anyway. Record shops where we mine for gold are still plentiful and well-stocked. It's also the perfect time where, if Tupac and Biggie weren't shot, they'd still have their full careers, but haven't transitioned to the Ice Cube model of playing a dad in Are We There Yet? But what's also important about 2008 is we ripped from CDs onto laptops, and in this era, music hasn't been compressed for streaming, and less has been remastered. Alternatech likes to handle that themselves. Thankfully, no one has ever seen me just appear after I jump through the time stream. When that happens, it's a lot of paperwork. Almost just as bad as running into alternate versions of Friends, which usually leads to a quick panic and hiding as best I can. That last bit, though, always satisfies some playful curiosity and can be a bit fun. My last jump in Cincinnati, an old drummer I used to jam with in my 20s showed up in one of the record shops. Mohawk was gone. Instead, he went full Vampire Weekend normcore. I hid behind a trash can while I watched him peruse the store. It was great. That's the thing, though. The changes between universes are subtle. No matter which universe I land in, things are pretty much the same. It's not like in the sci-fi movies of our world, where you find one universe where humans have green skin and purple hair, or where flying cars fill the skies. The differences between the universes are small. Taco Bell might still have Mexican pizza, or Harriet Tubman is on the $20 bill. Still Applebee's and Starbucks on every corner.
Yeah.
Is this?
Hi.
Hello?
Oh, there we go. Carol here.
You got Jeremy. The Eagle has landed. I'm ready to go to work.
Great. I just uploaded your credit card with $200. No Frappuccinos, Jeremy.
Copy that. Over and out. I've done hundreds of jumps to hundreds of dimensions. L.A. in 09 comes to mind, Nashville in 96, Chicago 02. One time they sent me to London on a post-punk assignment. The scene there was crazy. So many unheard bands that never saw the light of day in our timeline. But here, in my hometown, where Holly and I met, this is the only universe I've ever made it in. It's pure poetry. Ah, Chamber Records, the best in the biz. After I dropped out of college in Ann Arbor, I worked here in between jam sessions with my friends. I ended up spending every paycheck I had on Nine Inch Nails records and Rage posters. Of the entire experience, coming into this shop has been the most trippy. Nostalgic as hell, to put it mildly. On normal trips, I usually have a system. Certain artists have a higher pay rate than others, so it goes Beeline for the Beatles, if no luck, Prince, then Nirvana, then anyone who ever played Woodstock. And last but not least, I'd look for myself. Sometimes I spice it up. I rifle through my pop Guilty Pleasures, John Legend, and Justin Timberlake. New songs from them never sell very well, but I like to look anyway. I know, look, I don't make the rules about how my universe behaves, but I've always been drawn to Legend's earlier stuff. Specifically one song called This Time. It's sappy and sentimental. Holly loves it. It speaks to me, too, in a different sort of way now. You know, if I could do it again, this time, I would focus entirely on my career. After a few drinks, I said that to Holly. Not my finest moment. It's been hard for her to understand an artist's sensibilities since she gave up on her dreams so quickly. We have such different needs now. We've always been different. I've always had my music, the need to write songs and work towards breaking into the business. I'm much more independent. Holly, though, she just wants to hang out, wasting hours talking. She says it brings us together, but sometimes I resent it because it takes time away from playing. Nietzsche once said, "Without music, life would be a mistake." That is the one thing I can't live without. Okay, let's see. The Doors' 1978 album, Purple Marigolds, right where I left it. I'll take that. Now on to my secret mission. C. Jeremy Cardiff for Holly. Hell yeah! Good to be back. I always knew I could do it. I still wonder what makes me different in this world. I've studied the hits, the hit makers. I know the formula. But here, I finally cracked the code. Maybe I knew a name, I got under the right label, somebody helped make my song a hit, crowbarred me to the top of the charts. For once, my demo tape wasn't thrown out the window, and I'm definitely not gonna be throwing it out either.
All set. 41-43. Bag.
Not for this one. I'll be listening to it on my way out.
Cool.
Okay, yeah, that was Gravestone Daisies. And then Pop Lolita. They don't sound too much different from when I wrote them in my own universe. A bit more sophisticated and complex. Go me, I guess. For Holly. Still takes my breath away. I wonder what I'm doing now. Being a hit singer-songwriter, I assume I'm on a beach, taking in some rays, or at my Hollywood studio recording the next big hit. Maybe I'm on tour. Yeah, that sounds about right. I can only imagine.
You're back. Joy.
Hi, Jeremy Cardiff. Do you know what he's up to now? Is he planning to release a new album soon, or is he busy touring?
Oh, yeah, he died. 6 months ago, maybe. Kind of a blip, really.
I see. Can you tell me how he died?
Self-inflicted, I think.
That can't be.
You know the old couldn't-handle-success story. Sleeping pills or shot himself in the head. I can't remember. A one-hit wonder. He made a little money. Now he's dead. Now, if you would, sir, you're holding up the line.
Sorry. This was unexpected.
Carol, you there?
Yep, right here, Jeremy.
I'm dead. Did you know? You told me I was probably on vacation. Didn't know it was one I'd never return from. Why didn't you tell me?
Jeremy, remember protocol. Stay to course. This doesn't concern you.
Carol, I need to know. Pull my file. I know you have access.
You realize what you are asking me?
I can't go on without knowing why. It just doesn't add up. Please, I'm begging you.
Damn it, Jeremy. One second. Are you sure you want to hear this?
I'm sure.
Okay. Jeremy Cardiff, pop rock musician known best for his hit single, For Holly, passed away on April 5th, 2007. Cause of death was overdose by narcotics and alcohol, confirmed by the Wayne County Coroner's Office. His one hit reached 23 in the charts. Known for his drunken performances near the end of his career, his titular girlfriend, Holly, stated he had been unhappy with his modest success. Hey, you okay? If it's any consolation, it says here your song will be played on easy listening radio for years to come. Jeremy, are you there? Where did you go?
That's it? Jeez, some life. It's weird hearing stories about yourself you don't remember. How did this happen? Why did this happen? Holly must be miserable. Okay, new mission. Find Holly. I need to know what happened to us. She can't be okay. Taxi!
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
...913 South University Avenue, please.
Jeremy, hello? Are you okay?
Yeah, A-okay. Thanks.
Oh, there you are. Thought I lost a connection for a second. Hey, I'm seeing you purchase two items.
As promised, a 1978 Doors album and, a new Joy Division Platinum record, too. It's unreal.
Jeremy, your heart rate is rising. The GPS has you moving to a different location. Are you ready to come back now?
Actually, I thought I'd check out another store in the area. Nothing to worry about. Word of an unreleased Joplin EP is there.
Okay. Remember, only 2 hours left. The consequences of you not being in position when time runs out could be detrimental. You copy?
I copy. Okay, let's see. Today is November 8th, 2008. Holly and I were still both in college at this point. Just a few months before I dropped out to play guitar full-time. She had just switched to a nursing major. Right now is around midterms. She's probably at the Hatcher Library. Gotta be. Excuse me? Have you seen a brunette girl, brown eyes? She's about yay high, like 5'2", usually in an oversized university sweatshirt.
Yeah, right there, and there, and also over there.
None of them are Holly. Just your average college student. I guess having brown hair and wearing school swag isn't all that unique. Does the name Holly Parker ring a bell? She's a bit of a bookworm.
Holly Parker,
I think she baked you a cake one time as a thank you for helping her find some book on microbiomes.
Oh yeah, Holly with a cake. Sweet girl. I haven't seen her in months. Is everything okay?
Yeah. Thanks. That's odd. Holly spent so many hours here studying. Always seated in the same back corner table by herself. Sometimes she'd even read a Nick Hornby book wedged between the pages of her textbook just to make it look like she was studying when she needed a break. She was so exhausted by all the science courses. Aha! That's it. She has to be at her dorm. She's probably taken a nap after pulling an all-nighter. I'm gonna go see if I can find her there.
Earth to Jeremy. I'm seeing you on the move again without any indication of an item being purchased. What's going on there?
Oh, yeah. Someone beat me to it. I guess Joplin is just as relevant alive as she is dead. The clerk at the record store told me about this thrift shop that has tons of obscure albums. I thought I'd check it out, and then I'll be ready to get zapped back with the goods.
I'm tracking you, Jeremy. 1 hour left. Time is ticking.
Here we are. This is the floor where some of the nursing majors lived. Room 342. Man, I can't wait to see her. Hope she's okay.
Hi, can I help you?
Lisa, hi. Is Holly home?
Holly? Who's Holly, and who are...
You know, Holly, my girlfriend. You guys met in the freshman seminar.
Holly from freshman year? Oh, yeah, I remember her. She dropped out.
What?
Yeah, we were never that close, but wait, who are you again?
Oh, I'm no one. She dropped out? I gotta find her and tell her everything will be okay. But where?
Okay, Jeremy, enough is enough.
You wouldn't be referring to the 1979 Barbra Streisand Donna Summer song, No Tears, would you?
What?
Enough is enough.
No, Jeremy, I'm not referring to any song. And this is not a joke. I was just alerted that you interfaced with someone you had a previous acquaintance with. That is in clear violation of protocol, and you will be docked accordingly. Now please, return to the teleportation zone and we can wash our hands of this jump and pretend like it never happened.
No, not yet. I need to make one more stop. It's gonna be big.
Ugh, I'm gonna kill you. How big?
Like Michael Jackson teamed up with Mark Bolan and T-Rex for a special collaboration album, big.
You have 30 minutes until your jump is terminated. Now move.
Hey, what can I get you?
Hello, I need your Wi-Fi password.
Wi-Fi? I don't think we make those here.
You know, the internet?
Oh, you mean the Wi-Fi? Yeah, it's on the blackboard behind me. But hey, you have to order something, pal. You can't just camp here all day.
It's the small things that change. At least that's what I thought. If I can't find Holly IRL, I should be able to track her down on the internet. Let me see. There might be some clues on her profile. URL not found. No Facebook here. Huh. How about MySpace? There you go. Tom prevailed. H-O-L-L-Y-P-A-R-K-E-R. Enter.
Holly, your order's ready.
Here, thanks.
She's here. Wow. The same order and everything. She has a sparkle in her eye here. The rest of her is just as lively. Bright as that sparkle, too. She tugged her hair behind her ears, which means she's in a hurry. But it's not brown anymore. It's bright pink. Her college sweats have been replaced with white suspenders, splattered in red, green, and purple paint. Faint mascara tracks on her eyes still, too. But it's complemented by a few swashes of robin's egg blue paint, accenting her rosy cheeks. Few people even recognize that Holly wears makeup, but I know she spends, and still spends, half an hour each morning carefully constructing that impression. This is more reckless, more free.
Excuse me, is Albert in? I was hoping to talk with him about rotating some more of my work here. Lately, I'm finding a lot more soul in portraits rather than, well, still life. Know what I mean?
He's out today, but he should be on tomorrow's afternoon shift.
Okay, great, thanks. See you then.
The lily paintings on the walls here. They're hers. They're beautiful. She's beautiful. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I need to ask. That girl, does she come in often?
Oh yeah, it's you again. Okay, are you gonna buy something, man?
Drip coffee, please.
Look, I'm not here every day, but she's in a few times a week.
Do you know anything about her?
Only that her hair is a different color every time I see her. I don't know, dude.
Does she look happy? Like today?
She looks like she does every time she comes in. Happy, yeah. Yeah, I'd say happy.
Thanks.
Can I get a name for your order?
Jeremy Cardiff.
People usually just give their first name, seeing as to how this is not the DMV.
Well, I thought you might recognize it. He had a song once.
Nope, never heard of him.
Wow. Wow, I really was an insufferable little prick here. I'm an insufferable little prick back home, too. What's this? A flyer for one of Holly's art shows. I have to go.
Again, and not in the right direction. You have 5 minutes to get to the teleportation zone.
I have something I need to do.
If you disobey protocol, Jeremy, I'll have to pull you, and I really don't want to do that. You know the rules. Your contract here at Alternatech will be breached. Just think about the repercussions.
I've been living with the repercussions of my actions all my life. I can't let this go.
Your memory is at risk, your livelihood, your job, everything you've ever known and loved, gone.
So what? Without Holly in my life, nothing matters. I'm better off forgetting after how I treated her.
Unlike what we do here at Alternatech, I've learned it's best to not let the past dictate the future. Your own future.
You don't understand.
I need to go. I need to support her. This is my chance to make it right. To show her that I care. That I love her.
Jeremy, listen to me. You still have time to make it right with her. Not there. Not now. But in your own world. Your Holly.
I can make it right. Yeah. I know how to fix this. Don't shut me down yet. I'm coming for you, Holly. When I played weekends, she was always there, sitting at a table near the stage, mouthing the words to my lyrics that no one else recognized. She always believed in me, and I never make room for her and her dreams. I made it here, but I didn't make it out alive. What if she leaves me? She has given up so much for me, been my rock, and this is how I repay her? Preventing this much happiness? She was thriving without me, without my needs. I had given up everything with Holly for a chance that was ultimately a flop. What if practice and brute strength and determination are not enough? I chose the wrong thing here. Somebody might notice me back there. This sound might catch on back home. This song could be our ticket to what I dreamed of. But I see how much better her life is without me pursuing this career. This isn't the time for me to make it. This is a time for me to give back her love of art and a chance to be her biggest fan. Today is not the day I rage quit my job. Today is the day I should extend my contract so I can give her the opportunity and the security to explore her art and express her interests. I'm back. Oh my God, I'm back. I made it. Phew. Carol, boy, am I glad to see... Ow!
I guess I deserve that.
You are dead to me, Jeremy. Good thing I have 3 more nephews, all of which will be playing at their bar mitzvahs when they come of age.
I got it. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, that was close. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm happy you made it back in one piece. Now, you want to show me what you got?
Here we are, an unheard Doors album that'll make their old stuff sound like beginner's luck.
This should sell well. Maybe you'll break even after all the fines you incurred during that jump. Is this it? I thought there was more. No Joy Division? Michael Jackson?
Nope. That's it.
Okay. I'll take it from here.
This is for Holly. I won't remember the tune or the words of the song that I wrote, but I can remember the emotion that made For Holly powerful. And now, I have a new chapter to write.
That was Music Played on the Strings of Time, performed by Haley Joel Osment and Patricia Heaton. Additional voices by Helen Sadler, Michael Strauss, Macklin McLoggy, and Rachel Retha Middleton. Directed by Stephen Michael. Music Played on the Strings of Time was written by Kevin J. Anderson and adapted by Matt Worley and Lauren Palmer. Edited by Matthew Smith. Sound design by Jack Goodman. This episode is produced by Lauren Palmer and associate produced by Matt Worley. Dust is executive produced by Stephen Michael at Gunpowder and Sky.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.